Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, coworker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Okay, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We've got certainly a great show for you planned tonight. We were already starting the party. So you caught us right at the tip of the hour. So I know my producers are going to be highly upset with me on that one. But nevertheless, it's always a party here on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. All right, we've got, like I said, we've got a great one planned for you tonight. I'm certainly looking forward to all of our co-hosts joining us. We're certainly looking forward to the commentaries that will come in and all of that good stuff. Tonight's topic is people don't want your fake, they want your real. People don't want your fake, they want your real. Let's start out this evening with going to our various co-hosts. Let's start out this evening with our first and foremost, Darren Deedy. Darren Deedy, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to tonight. It's a good topic.
All right, excellent. We're going to ask you to stand by as we bring in the one world-famous Poet Rosette. Poet Rosette, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's a pleasure and honor to have you.
Thanks for those kind words, Dr. Walker. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm looking forward to talking about the real, not the fake.
The real, not the fake. What do you think when people talk about, and we're going to bring in some more of our co-hosts momentarily, what do you think people are talking about when they say they don't want your fake, they want your real?
Yeah, they don't want, like, whatever facade or whatever, you know, the mask, you know, they want to see, like, what's behind the mask. So the real deal as far as whatever, you know, subject it may be, they want your real opinion on it.
They want your real. They want your real opinion. They want, what about if you're dating someone and your representative shows up? I mean, is that kind of different?
I see what you mean. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You want to get, that's why it takes time to, you know, really get to know people better. And so you want to be with them longer to get past, you know, the representative or the facade that they're putting on.
Well, you know what? No matter short time or long time, sometimes you never really get to know a person. Just the news today, in some part of Atlanta, lady started dating a guy for not even a month. And she realized that she saw red flags, and she told him that she wanted to end it. She didn't want it anymore. And the guy came over there. She just told him, come over and pick up your stuff. And he did, but she didn't realize he was bringing a gun with him. Shot the woman in the face, okay? And she, and then not only in the face, he shot her three other times. And the Lord's angels were with her because she survived it. And now they're looking. So, you know, people don't want your fake. They want your real. And unfortunately, people are not showing their real. We're waiting for some more of our co-hosts to press one on their dial, so we'll bring them in. In the meantime, we're going to go to the lines here. Let's go to 404. It's not coming up in the queue. I'm going to call out six numbers, 404-317. Welcome. Who do we have with us?
It's me, Ricky to the Rescue. I am here.
Oh, that's right, Ricky to the Rescue. Okay, it didn't come up in the queue. Thank you. Ricky to the Rescue, is always a pleasure to have you with us. Good evening.
Good evening. Oh, glad and excited to be here once again, and this is a real good topic because, you know, I don't know what people consider real or fake these days.
You got a good point there. You got a very good point there. When it comes to talking about that very thing right there. All right, so if you're just joining us tonight, topic is people don't want your fake, they want your real. You can certainly, if you want to join the conversation at any point in time, please press 1 on your dial, and it will bring you right into our queue. All right, looks like we're going to also joined by Ms. J. Ms. J, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's a pleasure and honor to have you.
Hello, hello, everyone. I'm very glad to be here. Hopefully I can be with you for a while, but I'll be with you as long as I can.
All right, excellent. Ms. J, are you able to, in a few minutes, come with a disclaimer, if you can?
I sure can.
Okay. If you're ready, we'll go ahead and take that disclaimer now.
Okay. Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. and the Dr. Jesse Walker Show wish to make this disclaimer. The opinions that are expressed on tonight's show or any of Dr. Jesse Walker, Inc. shows or affiliate shows are merely the opinions of the host, Dr. Jesse Walker, his various co-hosts, his featured guests, listeners, and callers. We do not endorse any specific or otherwise opinion and indicate that your participation or leadership is not an endorsement for legal, psychological, financial, mental, professional, or otherwise advice and should not be taken as such. The opinions expressed are for educational and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Thank you, and please enjoy the program tonight.
All right, excellent. It's a great opportunity to have you with us. Let's go ahead and bring in Benny from the Block. Benny from the Block, it's a pleasure and honor to have you. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, everybody. Happy Thursday. Happy survival of the storm. Just happy, happy everything. Let's go.
All right, great. All right. We've got a real good one for you tonight, even starting out with our story. Oftentimes our story doesn't give all of the details, and as indicated, all of our stories are inspired by true stories. They're inspired by true stories. The names, of course, are always changed to protect the innocent. So if you hear a story that's similar, you know, I get calls from people all the time. It's like people, some of them that I know, and they're like, are you going to be talking about my story on the show? It's like, no, you know, what you're going through, you have 100 million other people going through the same thing, especially if you're in a relationship. Everybody in a relationship is going through something, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. So your situation is never, never, I quote, your situation is never unique. All right, let's get ready for tonight's story. I tell you what, they're telling me to bring the story in about a minute. Bring to the rescue. I want to go with you first before we bring the story in tonight and ask the question, when we talk about fake, what is it that people are actually talking about when they talk about fake?
I think people are talking about something simply that they don't like or something that doesn't register to what they may believe in at the time. It's interesting when we talk about something that's perceived as real or fake. I'm interested to know, does it ever change? Like, you know, does sometimes you consider something as fake and, you know, later on down the road it isn't fake anymore? I guess depends on the trend.
It depends on the trend. That's a very good point. We're going to ask all of you all to stand by. And before I forget, they just reminded me here that we have a brand new team member that's joining us this evening. We're so happy. All the way coming from, I believe it's part of the Carolinas. This lady her name is Alisa Drakeford. She's going to be joining us tonight, a.k.a. Fashioned for Greatness. That's who her stage name is, Fashioned for Greatness. Let's go ahead and Fashion for Greatness, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure and honor to have you as part of our team.
Thank you all for having me. I'm excited about coming on the call tonight and actually being able to share. Thank you, Dr. Jesse Walker and the rest of the team.
All right, excellent. All right, let's go ahead and Benny from the Block, let's welcome Fashion for Greatness to the show.
Well, welcome to the show, Fashion for Greatness. Man, what an impeccable name. With a name like that, I'm just ready to hear what you got to say.
Okay. Ricky the Rescue, let's welcome Fashion for Greatness.
Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is going to greatness. I know that is going to great things because the name of my business is A Path to Greatness, so we're going to get along just fine.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Miss J, welcome Fashion to Greatness to the program.
Hello, Fashion for Greatness. I'm excited to see what your fashion will bring to your fashionable thoughts will bring to our conversation. I'm very excited about it.
Excellent, excellent. Darren Dede, go ahead and welcome Fashion to Greatness.
Fashion to Greatness, thank you for joining us. We always look forward to a fresh mind, voice, and personality. Thank you. Welcome.
Excellent. Poet Rosette, let's go ahead and welcome Fashion for Greatness.
Welcome, Fashion to Greatness. It's great to have you on the show, and looking forward to your commentary.
All right. Then we have Ms. Cross. Thank you for joining us. She's one of our sponsors as well. Ms. Cross, go ahead and welcome Fashion to Greatness to tonight's broadcast.
Good evening, Dr. Walker. Good evening to all your co-hosts, and also welcome to Fashion for Greatness. That's a beautiful name, and we want to welcome you, and you will be enjoying the program. Thank you for coming aboard.
All right.
Welcome.
Excellent, excellent. We're going to certainly go to tonight's broadcast right now, the story. People don't want your fake. They want your real. The characters in tonight's story are Louis and Kia. Louis and Kia. And, of course, as I said earlier, all these stories are inspired by true stories. Names, of course, change to check the innocent. Louis and Kia, they met at a nightclub. You will really want to follow this one along. They met at a nightclub one weekend. Kia was there with several of her girlfriends, and Louis was there with a couple of his friends. Now, Kia was there with friends supporting her for the breakup she recently encountered with her boyfriend, and she also had a hidden secret. Kia and Louis are both in their late 20s. Louis is a very successful entrepreneur who makes his living flipping houses. Kia works as a sales clerk at one of the local department stores. Kia enjoyed the money he often spent on her. Neither of them has a formal education. As the evening progressed, somehow Kia and Louis bumped into each other on the dance floor and amazingly hit it off to a night of full entertainment filled with much laughter and fun. All right, the fun was so fulfilling that Kia ended up accepting a ride home from Louis instead of going with her girlfriend. Well, Louis was the perfect gentleman and took her straight home where she still lives with her mother. Now, over the next couple of weeks, they wasted no time communicating and making plans for each weekend thereafter. It was really an exciting time. After 4 months into their rather new relationship, Kia told Louis that she was about 6 weeks pregnant, when in fact, she was more than 4 months pregnant. The news, of course, excited Louis because he was hoping someday to have a kid. They continued dating and enjoying their time together, but for some reason, Kia was starting to withdraw her emotional feelings towards Louis, who did not have a clue of what may have been going on, and he simply thought the pregnancy may have been taking a toll on her attitude or emotions. This behavior in Kia continued 2 months after the baby was born. Louis still did not understand, because he had never experienced a woman having a baby where he could be the father. Unfortunately, Kia had not been real with Louis throughout their dating stages. In fact, she finally came out with the truth and told him that the baby was not his and she was going back to her ex-boyfriend whom she had never stopped really seeing, and the baby was the ex-boyfriend's. Of course, this left Louis devastated and terribly heartbroken and wonders how could she have demonstrated such fakeness for so long that misguided him to the point he never saw it coming. Louis was madly in love with Kia and thought they had a future together with the family. Question that we start out with, Miss J, I want to go to you and say, I mean, I was in court one day and I heard the judge tell somebody The man was saying, that's not my child. He said, well, if you feed him long enough, he'll begin to look like you. Miss J, but here's the situation here. Did her fake come out? Could she have told him the truth? Why she waited so long and the man was excited? What do you think, Miss J?
Well, well, she always had a little guilt there, but she waited for long because it sounded like Kim was very good to her, like you said. Probably treated her like a queen, and this other boyfriend probably didn't do all that. So, you know, she was going to try to milk it as long as she could, but I guess that guilt finally got her to where that baby probably started looking like that other boy, probably. And she said, oh, I can't fake this no more. So, you know, she had to give in. But she was always guilty, but she wanted to milk Louie as long as she could. But that's sad that a woman would be that fake, wouldn't deal with a child life like that.
Wow, wow. I mean, this is just serious. Let me go here. Ricky to the rescue. I mean, is it all of her fault? I mean, couldn't he have done the math himself and see that this baby was born when it was born, and she told him 6 weeks when, in fact, she was more than 4 months pregnant? I mean, it's not rocket science.
Well, it seems like he may have been caught up in hope, and she may have been caught up in hope as well. You know, in often cases, when you're talking about people who are trying to be together or who fantasize to be together or who have that hope, they could actually live in a fantasy world in their relationship for a while. So when you start talking about someone being fake or someone being real, that's actually not even important anymore. A lot of times people are just happy living in some type of fantasy.
Okay. Oh, right. So are you thinking then that it could be that people just, I mean, do you think that's her character? That's who she is, that just get whatever she can get when she can get it?
I often look at situations to see when you start talking about a character, like does it have a pattern or is it something that just happened one time? Because in this situation, I'm just curious, is it just one of those situations where some people just try to hold on to this unrealistic hope? You know, because even if you can even know what the truth is, it's almost like this situation where if there was a child and then all of a sudden the child, you know, doesn't believe in Santa Claus anymore, and it's almost like, well, I knew it wasn't real to begin with. It's about that hope and that willingness for you to want something to try to work out, and it just doesn't, even though you know it probably is not.
Okay. All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. If you're just joining us, tonight's topic is people don't want your fake. They want your real. Ms. J, why, I mean, how could you, can you really identify a person's fake if they carry that and you think that that's their that's who they are, that that's their real? Can you really identify fake?
Well, in a situation like that, probably not. But if a person gets, probably it's hard for Louie to identify that because she started out one way, and you said about a couple of months into the relationship, she started, you know, getting a little thing. So he should have sensed, okay, what's going on? What type of person is she? You know, what's her personality, her character? So Louie didn't care to question it, really. He just happened to be in love with her, sound like to me. You know?
Right. But then,
but
I mean,
but
here it is.
She said something when she started changing up. You know, when a person started changing up and not doing the same pattern, you know, you should, you know, that's a warning sign. Okay, what is that person's personality?
But see, the thing is, he wasn't accustomed to being around a woman who's given birth, especially where he could be the father. So he's thinking this is hormonal, you know, a situation going on with her emotions and her causing this behavior. So he wasn't accustomed to that. So he attributed it to, okay, this is probably what
okay,
a woman goes through in her pregnancy state.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, Louie, to me, he seemed like he really loved Kia. He would just have to be a father. And but as time went by, I agree, he should have kind of started doing a little math there, you know. And but he didn't want to do that. But, you know.
All right, and that's what Richard DeRest was saying about the hopeful situation. Poor Rosette. I mean, when it comes to people showing you they're fake, what might be an identifier? I mean, it's like, okay, you meet a guy and he has a toupee on his head. I mean, should he tell you if you start dating him, you know, if you're going to go out with him, and the hair looks kind of funny on his head, you know, because it's one day you saw him, it was kind of leaning to the left, and then the other day it was leaning to the right. Is that, should he just come out and say, look, I want to be honest, I want to be transparent, I wear a toupee on my head. Is that necessary? Or,
yeah,
or you're saying to him, you got some lovely looking hair, but you're not trying to be funny because it looks good on his head. So what do you do? And he doesn't say anything. He just says, thank you. What do you do?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think it would be, but, you know, it's fine for him to be, you know, upfront about it because, I mean, ladies will wear different hairdos too, sometimes with weaves or wigs or, so I don't think it's anything for him to hide, but if he's feeling like so insecure that he has to hide that, then it may be something deeper than that. But yeah, it should be, he should be willing to share that.
Okay, Benny from the block, is he being fake? Because all he says is thank you when the woman says to him, your hair is pretty, you know, and he says thank you. I mean, could it be that even if she recognized it, this don't look like a normal hair on a man's head? Should he come out and say it's not really, but it is his hair because he bought it. So, I mean, is he being fake, in your opinion, benefit of the block?
Absolutely. Listen, fake is so real now that real ain't real no more. And so that's the way we do now. Listen, you go and find a woman, hey, you got some fake this, you got some fake booty, titties, or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's hers. It's yours. She paid for it. So we don't matter. It's all yours. So that's why I say fake is so real now. It's real don't even seem real no more. And the other thing to your earlier part of your question when you were talking about this couple situation, you know, I got a little thing for that too. And it's basically this. Everybody plays a fool sometime. There is no exception to the rule. So here we go.
Yeah, that song, I used to play that quite often, especially when my first girlfriend dumped me. Yes, everybody plays a fool. Fashion for Greatness, let's bring you in here. Fashion for Greatness, here's another scenario now. You know, you start dating, let's say you're dating this guy, and, you know, people don't want your fake, they want your real. And all of a sudden now you realize that, you know, you bring in something hot. And he laughs so hard. You really like the guy. You've been with him for 2 weeks, and he's got the perfect set of teeth. And all of a sudden, you know, you bring him something hot, he's drinking it, and he starts, for some reason, coughing, and all of his teeth, false teeth, kind of come out. Now, if he tried to grab it real quick and turn his head so he can put it back in, Fashion for Greatness, should he have just come out and said, listen, I wear dentures or I wear false teeth? I mean, would that matter to you?
No, that would not matter to me because they're only teeth, and hey, they're only teeth. It's not
their
personality.
They're only teeth.
They're only teeth, and it's not his personality. It's not his character. It's just a part of his body. His
okay,
teeth.
But would you have wanted him to tell you that up front before you start dating him?
Not at all. No.
Not at all. Okay.
Not
all
at
right.
All. Only if it was his character, yes. But his teeth, no. Hair, no. No, not at all.
All right, we're going to ask all of you all to stand by. Let's go to the phone lines. It didn't come up in the queue. 908-786. Who do we have with us and welcome? Your name? All right, perhaps you're just listening in. All right, we'll take them out of the queue.
Dr. Wall.
All right, we'll, yes.
I was going
Wait,
to
let's
say
go back
about
to
the two. Okay.
Oh, go ahead, Ms. Shea. That's Ms. Shea. Go ahead, Ms. Shea.
I was laughing. I was going to tell you about the teeth situation. It depends on the age, because my age, that's part of our conversation.
Okay.
Losing the hair. And so, you
okay.
know, no big deal, because that's part of our conversation.
Okay, so, Ms. Shea, are you telling me that if the guy wears a toupee on his head or a toupee on his head, that's important if you were, you know, you're trying to talk to the guy. He's trying to talk to you. That's important?
Yeah. No, it's not important, but I don't care if you wear it. He can tell me, oh, you know, Mr. Toupee. I can say, yeah, I kind of thought it was. You know, depending on your age, the young people may have an issue with it, but when you get over in your 60s and stuff, you know, who cares? You know, tell me.
Really?
Who
cares? Okay, so. If he has and I'm not trying to laugh you all because, you know, we have grandparents, parents, you know, we're getting older ourselves. So Ms. J, if he has, you're out to dinner with this guy with a group of people, and
I know what you're going to say.
Jay, wait, but, and all of a sudden now he bites. Ms. J, see, you start stuff on the show. He bites into this steak, and his teeth comes out with the steak because he couldn't handle it, Ms. J. So now you're sitting there with all of your girlfriends watching, Ms. J. So, Ms. J, that didn't matter? I'm just asking.
Yeah. Well, if I really liked the guy, no, because I'll whisper in your head, I got a little Polydent in my pocketbook if you want to use some, you know, because I could have the same problem. So it really wouldn't matter. I would feel for him if it happened to him because it was very embarrassing. But,
okay, so that,
you know, that's not important. You know, just
okay,
as long as
so,
your mouth clean and he got
so,
a bad breath and you got clean teeth, I'm fine.
Okay, all right, okay. And like Fashion for Greatness said, it's only teeth. Okay, now going back to Louis, Rick the Rescue, I want to bring you back in here. Do you think Louis should be trying to fight for his lost love with Kia? What do you think? When she was really fake with him? Did he go after it?
Well, I don't even think, you know, he should be considering it a love if it appears she don't love him as well. You know, that now he has the question, do he really have self-love if he's going to stick around to someone who doesn't truly love him? You know, I think that's the bigger question he needs to try to figure out. Now, of course, if it exists and, you know, she wants to be together or, you know, there's consistency in how they feel about each other, that's a little different. But I'm not even sure if she's on board at all at this point.
Wow. Whoa. All right, Darren Deedy, what do you think? What do you think? Should he go back after her when she was so fake?
No. I agree with the self-love thing. She should have been upfront at the beginning. She was fake completely. How can you trust anybody who could do what she did? I mean, went through the whole pregnancy making him think that it was his baby and, taking on this love relationship and then, you know, boo, it's not really your baby. I mean, that's got to be a knock off your feet. If anything, so I would end it.
Okay, so for Rosette, I want to bring you back in here, and it's like, but I'm trying to figure out how is it that people can fake for so long because people become masters of that, and you don't see it. So is that a hidden red flag that people just don't see, even though Louis had some suspicions of her behavior, but he attributed to maybe the pregnancy. So how could you really expect him to see anything differently? Poor Rosette.
Yeah, that's true. He was giving her the benefit of the doubt then during the pregnancy. But I feel like, you know, but now he needs to wisen up and keep his distance since she is fake and not sweet, because I think that night on the dance floor, she kind of swept him off his feet. So, yeah, he needs to watch it with her now.
All right, we're certainly going to take some of the comments that have already come into the studio. We're going to start out the first one. Benny from the block, we're going to give you this very first one. This email, she says, I dated this guy for 2 months and found out that he was so fake. He told me he lived out of town and could only see me when he traveled to my town. I found out he was married with children and lived only 30 minutes from me. Talk about your fake people. I mean, is it really all his fault? Why would she even allow him, Benny from the block, you know, that he could see her only when it's selected for him?
Well, you know, listen, everybody wants somebody, and we believe the okey-doke, and I'm going to say it again, we just want to believe the okey-doke, and so we fall victim to it. So I go back to my original comment. Everybody plays a fool sometimes. So once you find out that you've been a fool, then you just simply and quietly move away from that and move on to the next person. It's a probability and a possibility that you're going to run into the same type of foolishness again. It just be a different scenario. But this is the life that we live in now. We live in a world where everybody is pretentious. Everybody is fake. Everybody's trying to figure out how to improve on what they don't have or trying to have or trying to get. And so it's become a cultural thing. It's almost like if you're real now with people, you're boring. Nobody wants to hear about a real person with a real job or, I don't want that ass. But they want the lie. The lie is better than the truth because the truth ain't pretty.
Wow, that's very interesting. Marjorie Cross, I want to bring you in here. And we go to this here. I mean, the truth ain't pretty. Benny from Block was saying the truth, it ain't pretty. People, and we did a show recently on that. Why would people rather accept a lie over the truth? Why is that, Ms. Cross, in your opinion?
Well, I don't know why. You know, like whenever people say something, you know, it's like to them the lie is more acceptable or it's more fun. I don't know. Because I remember years ago when I was doing my business, my primary, and sometimes, you know, I go out on appointments because I was training people in the insurance business. And then when I get home, sometimes my husband said, oh, like, where were you? And I said, oh, I went to a meeting. And it's like, you don't want to believe that. I said, okay, I went to a friend house, you know, or something. And then to me, it's like, you believe that better. And it's really a meeting I went to, you know. So sometimes people want to believe the lie more than the truth. You tell them the truth, and they don't want to believe, so you tell them a lie.
Okay, so Ricky to the rescue. So what happens when a person, would you say that at some point maybe all of us present something to be fake? What do you think? Or have presented something to be fake because we're hiding the truth?
Well, I believe when you interact with people, if you have some type of personal growth going on with yourself, there is a level of you're probably not going to show another person, right? Because no one is perfect. So whatever I'm working on in my life, I'm not going to necessarily show it all the time. So if you really want to pull back the layers of it, is that considered fake, right? Because even if it's something that I'm not good at or something that I'm working on about myself or a bad habit that I may have, do I have to show that to you up front? Because when it eventually is going to come out, but when it comes out, will I be considered fake?
That is quite interesting. When it comes out, will I consider fake? Okay, so now, Rick's at Rescue, this guy, he's dating this woman, and just like in the scenario, in the comment that just came in, he lives only 30 minutes from her, so he wanted the extracurricular activity going on. But what if he tries to win her heart back by coming out and confessing and saying, listen, I just couldn't help myself. I just was mesmerized by your beauty, your charm, and I know it's wrong. Because sometimes people will, when you come and you set the truth or the record straight, they can be forgiving and still want to be involved with you. So what do you think about that, Rick to the Rescue? What happens then when somebody gives in and says, okay, I forgive you, I really like you, I know you're married with children, okay, I believe you, but you should have told me that from the beginning. So why did he hide behind that, Rick to the Rescue, in your opinion?
Well, I personally, you know, from that standpoint, respect the truth. In his situation, I am not really sure of his intentions, right? And so if that's truly his intentions, he's being upfront. I can understand where he's trying to go, but you can't expect someone to follow suit just because you thinking that you're being honest or you're being upfront as well. So there has to be some type of level of understanding between the two of exactly what's going on.
Okay, that's a very important point. Misty, I want to bring you here and ask you, I mean, all of these scenarios and everything are inspired by true stories, and people send comments in on this stuff. So, Ms. J, now, I mean, let's just take it a little step further. If this woman who he lied to, now he's telling the truth. He started out with it fake. She found out. It's just like people apologize. They say whatever in public, maybe, you know, whether athlete, celebrity, or you know, regular person, whatever. All of us are humans. So now their job is on the line. Now they want to apologize. That's the fake. Couldn't the apology be fake, Miss J? And the real person was what they really said. Huh?
I'm gonna change your scenario just a little bit. Suppose this guy was single. He was single, and he was dating someone in another town, and then he went to this other town and found her and dated her. At the time, I wouldn't call him being fake. He just don't want the truth out there, because if he didn't want it to be this other lady's business that he was dating someone, I mean, he wasn't being truthful, true enough, but he wasn't being fake, you know, because he's trying to get his game going, you know, have one lady or other. But he found out he loved this other one better than the one he was close to. So he comes to her and apologized for not seeing her just the weekend, and now he's ready to tell her the truth. But in the meantime, you could call it being fake or not being truthful, whatever you want to call it. But he had a purpose in mind, because, you know, people do that all the time. Now, dating, you know, they do that all the time. You know, you can't tell everything. That's what I'm trying to say. You can't tell everything right then.
Oh,
it depends.
Okay, so, Ms. J, are you telling me that if you got into, let's say, assuming that you got into the dating scene, you don't want a man to tell you, like, everything? You want part of him to be fake? You know,
not real.
If it's not real,
no.
Is it fake?
Wait a minute. Of course, I would want him to tell me everything. So I'm going to say me, for example. I live in Georgia. Suppose I'm dating somebody in Georgia and I got somebody in Florida. I'm not going to tell my Florida man about the Georgia man. I'm trying to see which one I like the best.
Okay, so but
fake.
Are you being fake? You won't come out and say, listen, I'm just getting to meet you, but there's another somebody else that I'm talking to as well. So, Ms. J, what am I hearing?
Them all that.
You just said you want that other person's business. Okay, so it's okay for somebody else to reveal the information, but it's not okay for us to reveal the information. Is that how it goes?
No. When you're in a relationship with someone, truly relationship, you should not be fake. You should be truthful. But I'm talking about if y'all just trying to get together. You know, you can't tell the whole truth. You know this.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm just trying to see something here. Because you said you got a Georgia man and you meet a Florida man, you're not telling the Florida man about your Georgia man. So I'm trying to see which is real.
Because I'm trying to see which one. I'm like, I'm being myself 100% with both of the guys. I'm just not revealing this information. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right, Ms. J, we're going to ask you to stand by. I'm kind of confused here. Benny from the block.
She done already called me out. I'm from Florida. She done already called me out.
Go ahead, Benny from the block. You know what I'm saying here. Go ahead.
I'm listening. Go ahead. What's the question?
Yeah. So, Benny from the block.
I'm sorry, Mr. I was trying to keep it a secret, too. I'm sorry.
So,
Benny from the block, I'm trying to figure this one out here. Okay, is it being fake? We're not going to put it on Miss J. Let's put it on Jack and Jill. Jack is seeing somebody. He's seeing Jill, or he's been talking to Jill for a while, but now he's starting to talk to Joanne. So, in another state. So, but he ended up being with Jill. Is Jack being fake?
No, he's just trying to find out what is his best choice. And, you know, men as hunters, we don't just go and hunt one particular type of doe or deer. We look at all the ones, and we try to find the ones that has the best everything, the best legs, thighs, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, the first two or three may run across, may not quite fit the page, but then, you know, you run into that third one, and you say, oh, okay. But you're not sure about the third one because it may have some other deformities that you're not aware of. So you got to take your time and see, you know, what's the best one. So, but you don't want to get rid of your other two does until you find out about the third doe. So is it a fake? Nah, I think it's just, you know, you're weighing your options out, you know. Fake
all
would
right.
be easy trying
Excellent.
To get on three of them.
Okay, so in that case, Benetton Block, so do you think you talked about men, the characteristics, you know, of some men? I'm sure that's what you're saying. So is it likely that it stops when the man gets married? Because he doesn't stop being a man. So so he's, because he has a wife now, you know, you think that really, that behavior really stops Benetton Block?
That behavior doesn't stop unless you find that woman that makes you want to stop. That's what I'm going to say. Or if a woman finds a man that makes her want to stop. And that's just the, you know, that's just who we are as people. You know, but if,
okay.
if you don't find that right, that's what I'm saying, doe one and two, you know, you probably need both half a doe and half a two to make sure you get a whole one. So sometimes we have to work in what we got, you know, to try to make it work out. Like, I understand, you know, Georgia and Florida, you know, I understand. I got my peaches in Georgia. I got my, you know. So anyway. But you just make it work out until you figure out which one has the best abilities that's going to work for you. And you know, that's, as you get older, that doesn't become as big of a deal as you do when you're younger, because when you're younger, you have all these fantasies about what you think life is going to be. When you get older, you're trying to find out, hey, can you make it to the end of the race with me? That's what you're trying to find out.
Wow, this is so interesting. We're going to ask you to stand by. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. If you just joined us, people don't want your fake. They want your real. Poet Rosette, I got to bring you in here. Then we're going to bring in Fashion for Greatness in here. Poet Rosette, I want to ask you, I'm really confused here now with what's being presented on the air tonight, because it's like recognizing that what's being said, I mean, sometimes it just doesn't stop. You're thinking, did I marry the right woman? Did I just see this woman over here who I work with? And, I mean, she's like, that's the ideal woman, or this is the ideal man. Did I marry the right man? So, Poet Rosette, it's almost like, are we really locked into that commitment, or we're still searching after being married for who might make a better fit for us? What's happening, Poet Rosette?
Wow, I'm telling you, I feel that. Yeah, I feel that definitely people need to be real with each other. If not, then it's going to be a lot of situations like what's going on with Louis and Kia, because he's, you know, he's hurt now because of everything that's going on. And, of course, he was more, it seems like he was more committed in terms of, you know, but rather she's like playing the field because she didn't fully leave the guy she was seeing before. And then, but that's why it's important for, if people are being intimate with people, that's different than just getting to know somebody, going out with them. But this is how things get all crazy, and it's a lot of drama. So people have to kind of clarify what kind of relationship they really want to be in to avoid
so,
this.
What was that? I mean, when you talk about clarify what type of relationship you want to really be in, if people are being fake, and that's the question I was asking earlier, are all of us likely to be fake when we think we're real, and we've been fake for so long that our fakeness is now our reality? It's just like a chronic liar. If that person has lied for so long, now all of a sudden they start to believe that their lies are in fact the truth. And, of course, we have politicians. I don't want to get into that. But, I mean, so, Poet Rosette, what happens there? You, this is your fake. Are all of us likely to be fake?
You know, some people will be real, but really that's why it's important to not be deceived, because yeah, because see, Louis had hoped that, you know, this is the you know, the lady he's gonna be with, and but yeah, it's important to be real so that people know where you're really coming from. And if
okay.
you feel like you're in an open relationship, that's different than a married, committed relationship.
Oh wow, okay, married, committed relationship. All right, Rick Zarescu, I wanna bring you in here. And I want to kind of lean on this question of, could any of us or all of us have been fake at some point and continue to still be fake because we're thinking that it's a reality. Case in point, scenario. We as men, we're the pursuers oftentimes for relationships. So you see this beautiful woman over there, and then it's like, excuse me, ma'am, heaven has to be missing an angel because you're right here, right now. So she chuckles. So if I say that to a woman, Ricky, to the rescue, am I being fake? Knowing this woman didn't come from heaven, but I got her attention. And it's like, was I being fake, Ricky, to the rescue? All of us men, we're pursuing. So we got to come up with our best lines to try to get this woman's attention, to win her heart. Are we being fake, Ricky, to the rescue?
I don't even think it's necessarily being a fake. And I'm going back to what I kind of said in the beginning when you start having the conversation to say, we don't even know what's fake or real. To take what you said a step even further, I'm pretty sure everyone has been in a relationship and someone says, I want your honest opinion. And you say, oh, I'm going to give you the honest opinion. And you don't give it to them because you're trying to save their feelings. And so if you think about it,
we talked about that one a couple of weeks ago. People sparing people's
feelings.
Right,
if you think about it from that standpoint, are you being fake and real at the same time? Like, do they coexist, or are you keeping it real, you know, because you're not hurting their feelings? So it's interchangeable. Like, which direction does it go? It depends on the situation and the person you ask and what's going on at the time.
Right, right. Benny from Block, just before we go to Fashion for Greatness, Benny from Block, you were on that show when we did that. When, remember the one where we say somebody offers you a stick of gum? And remember, poor Rosette, you were on that show, and you stayed there. You know, everybody was sparing the person's feeling because the person had bad breath, and nobody would want to. And poor Rosette, several people have said that they would just dump the guy and they wouldn't kiss him because he had bad breath, because you were sparing the feeling. So, Ben from Block, I want to ask you, isn't that being fake, just sparing people, you know, sparing their feelings because you don't want to hurt them? Is that a form of fakeness?
No, it's just a form of being a sucky friend. That's all it is. Sometimes you're just a sucky friend, you know. Just you're supposed to tell people. That's not being fake. Fake would be like, ooh, boy, you know, we need to go to the 7-Eleven because I need something to drink, you know, and while you're in there, hey, while you're in there, why don't you pick up some gum, too, because you never know. That's being fake. But just tell them the truth. Don't be a sucky friend. Just tell them the truth. Tell them you're
right,
dressed like, you know.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. Fashion for Greatness. Let's bring you in here. Fashion for Greatness. Really, are we really real, or are we really as humans fake? Because if I approach you and say, listen, you're the finest thing that I've ever seen in my life. Fashion for Greatness, would that get your attention, or would you just see that as a come on, or would you see me as fake, that I probably have told 174 other girls that or ladies that? What do you think, Fashion for Greatness?
I would think it really depends on the person. It really depends. I would say it really depends on the person, and you can really tell if the person is being fake or the person is being genuine about what he is saying.
You really can, Fashion for Greatness. So if the guy came and he approached you with that, and he did not have he was looking directly into your let's say your lovely eyes, and he's like, listen, excuse me, miss, I'm not trying to come on to you, but listen, you're the most gorgeous creature I have ever seen on this planet, and I'm not lying to you, and I'm not trying to come on to you. So what do you think? What do you think?
Well, I would say again, it depends. It really depends on the person. Plus, you know that
you're talking about you, the
person,
though. He's approaching you, the person.
You know,
so
you knowing that you knowing that yourself, and no one should have to tell you that who you are. Like, you should know that. And I go, I think Miss Jude, I think Judy said it. Miss J said it. You know, when you reach a certain age in your life, you should know better. And you
really? Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. Miss J, let me go to you then. Miss J, this man approaches you. all women like compliments. All people, men like compliments too. But women, that's how we get to you all. And so, Miss J, the man approaches you and says, listen, miss, I'm not trying to come on to you, but that is the most beautiful outfit. It fits you very well. I think you look good in that, what you have on. And he shows this genuine face, Miss J. Miss J, is he being fake? He just told 174 other women that, but you don't know that.
Amen. I done told you before, you know, that lying don't get me, but my joker being fake is I don't know what. He's full of it. He be going down the whole street, all in the club, going to every lady that'll look up at him, saying the same thing. You know, he done come, wonder how to get that little slick walk going to every lady he can find. Yeah, he being fake. You know, that's, to me, going around, they just trying to find somebody. You being fake, trying to get someone that'll talk to you. Okay.
But Miss J, somewhere along the way,
of greater said, you can kind of tell sometimes when people are fake. You can kind of tell.
But Miss J, something about that, whether we, you know, and he's, it is a line, it's a pickup line. But Miss J, somewhere along the way, these lines work because men get women. We're gonna ask you to stand by.
They get the women that likes the okie doke.
Okay, Miss J. So, Miss J, a man that you loved, let's just say, how would he get your attention? You know, that you realize he's not being fake.
Me, you know, come stand by me if we're at the club. So, ooh, I love this band. What about you? The music, you know, come to me with a conversation. Don't come to me with that and then tell me. And then if he want to say I look nice, after he approached me, okay, then I'll listen to you. Then you just come up to me, because that let me know you just come to every woman you can find with them little lines trying to catch somebody. You say.
Miss J, you're making an offer to men that might be listening. So we're going to ask you to stand by.
You need to work on it.
Okay. Port Rosette, let me ask you. The man approaches you, and he seems genuine. And it's like, listen, your parents must have been terrorists. Because, girl, you are the bomb.com. Miss Poor Rosette, tell me. Come on now. That doesn't get your attention?
No, that tells me he really is out there.
He gets your attention, Miss Poor Rosette, because you laugh. And that's sometimes all we want. We're going to ask you to stand by before you respond.
He's a joker. I can't trust someone like that because, yeah.
Oh, see, you know what? I think you all are being influenced by. Let me go up here. Darren Dede, if that man seriously seems genuine and says, you know, what does heaven look like? And you say, excuse me? He says, what does heaven look like? And you're like, heaven, what does it look like? He say, because you look so angelical that something as beautiful as you could not have come from this planet. So what does heaven look like? Darren Dede, that wouldn't get your attention?
Well, it gets my attention, and I don't know. You pretty much know me. I would, you know, come back letting them know that that's a line. Boy, that was smooth, but I'm not falling for it. I like to think of myself, I'm not fake, I'm real. And as a matter of fact, I think I'm too real sometimes because things just don't stay in my mind and they just quite kind of fly out of my mouth. But, yeah, I would poke fun about it. I wouldn't be mean. You know me, I'm a sweet person. But, yeah, I'd get him laughing at himself, if anything, because that is kind of a...
okay, if you all think back, if you think about, because men, we're the pursuers, if you think back, you know, to relationships that you really enjoy, if you reflect, there's some line that some guy came, even with him coming with a conversation. We're trying to get to you. We're trying to get to you. But we got to take some more of the comments. They're telling me we got to move on. We got to be quick with this one, you all. 20 seconds or less, we got about 5 more comments we want to take if we can get to them. All right, before we're going to ask Ricky to the Rescue to close us out. Ricky to the Rescue, you okay with that?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, let me get Ricky to rescue this first one then so he can collect his thoughts for a closing. Rick's Rescue, this person is male. He says, to be honest, people don't want your fake. Of course they want your real. I think people have been fake for so long until, just like you all are saying, they probably don't know how to be real. Rick's Rescue, your thoughts on that quickly.
Yes, it's difficult to do something that you don't practice on a consistent basis. So you form or create a habit on what you're used to doing.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by, and we'll come back to you for the closing. All right, Ms. J, here's another one. We want to come in just quickly here. We're almost out of time. We got about 4 minutes before Ricky the Rescue brings us to the closing. This female, she says, my understanding of fake is when you try to be something or someone who you are not. I'm in my early 30s and hoping to find a man who will be clearly honest about himself and not just want an intimate partner without responsibility or commitment. Okay, she says that. So, Michelle, what do you think? She's looking for somebody who want to make an honest man.
Hey, that's a good thing. She's trying to look for their honest man. What's wrong with that?
Okay.
You know?
All right. Right. So is that inferring that it's difficult to find an honest man?
Well, that's what they're telling me. Which I know
okay. It's
hard now, but they're telling me it's hard.
It's all, okay, I still say that lines work today. They do, because you got to have something to get to that woman, and it's something that piques her interest. Just like I gave that line to poor Rosanna, and she started laughing. Sometimes that's all we as men want, is for you to start laughing, because you want us to make you laugh. And if you read people different things, what they're looking for in a man, I want somebody to make me laugh. Okay, as long as we can get you chuckling or laughing, we got that attention. I know, ladies, you might beg to differ on the show, but that's what works, and we know that. All right, we're going to go here now.
Yeah.
Been in front of the block just quickly here. This male, he writes in, he says, I met a girl who was pregnant, similar to tonight's story, and I did not know it. After 4 months, she was showing and told me the baby was mine, and she was only about 6 weeks pregnant. Same as tonight's story. We started a relationship which lasted for more than a year. After she had the baby, I thought sure it was mine until one day she told me she was actually going back to her ex-boyfriend and the baby was his. Talk about being fake and deceitful. Benny from the block, what do you say about that? Almost the exact identical story. Quickly, 15 seconds or less, please.
Send her 2 dozen of roses, say thank you, and move on.
Wow. Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go in here and bring in Fashion for Greatness. Just quickly here, Fashion for Greatness. This email says, I met a guy at a club one weekend. We seemed to hit it off very well. He told me that he was single. We danced and enjoyed the evening. He was the nicest guy I had met in a very long time. 3 weeks into seeing him, I realized he had a very bad temper, and when I told him I did not want to see him anymore, he became violent, and I had to call the police and ultimately take out a restraining order. Fake is real, people, she says. What do you say to that? Fashion for Greatness?
See you later.
All right. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. Huh?
See you later.
See you later. Miss J, we're going to give you the last one here. This guy, he writes in, he says, my mother is in her early 60s and started dating a man 15 years younger. After 4 months in their relationship, which I opposed, he stole $11,000 from her bank account and used the money to buy him a car. He used my mom for her money, which she later had to sue him, and is still in court. Why are people so phony and fake? Ms. J, your thoughts on that before Ricky to the rescue closes us out.
All I got to say, the boy better hide. So he don't want me to find him. That's all I got to say.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by on that note. Ricky to the rescue, please close us out here. People don't want your fake. They want your real. Ricky to the rescue.
So when we're having this conversation about fake and real, I don't think we kind of dug deep enough to look at the setting of where you can actually find people at, because depending on where the setting is could determine how the person is. And so would I be fake because I'd be a different person than I am from in my home environment than school or from church, or you see me in the club or wherever you may see me? What happens to that personality or that person that you think that I am? And we also have to remember, we live in a world now where you can create a completely new person on social media. You can project a complete image that is not yours. And nine times out of ten is going to be something that's going to exalt or put you on a pedestal. And so when you come to terms with thinking about settings and the different places and the different platforms in which people can present themselves on a daily basis, I don't know if we'll ever be able to get to answer a question to determine if someone is actually real per se, especially if you take into account what I mentioned earlier about everyone has personal goals that they're working on and everyone are doing things. So when you want to present the best of yourself, that's what you want to say. And there's an old saying, and a lot of people use it, it's fake it till you make it. And so that hasn't went anywhere, and it's been here forever. So if that's the mentality of people in general, that's going to be keeping this conversation going on and on and on and on. And I don't think we could ever really get to the bottom of discussion to determine the differences between what's real and what's fake, because there's no true definition, because no one is actually perfect.
On that note, we're clearly out of time, you all. What a beautiful closing. Listen, we're out of time, you all. We want to thank all of you all for joining us. Those of you all we weren't able to get to the phone lines, calling in about 7 minutes early, press one on your dial so you'll be in the queue by the time we come on the air. I want to thank all of you all, and we once again welcome Fashion to Greatness to our team. Listen, join us here tomorrow night when the topic will be, what is your mission to spread the gospel, or are you ashamed before men? What is your mission to spread the gospel, or are you ashamed before men? Join us here tomorrow night. Of course, you choose to bypass tomorrow night's program. We'll be back here live next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Until tomorrow night or until next Thursday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Dr. Walker, and good night, everyone. And Ricky, to the rest, a great closing. Thank you. Great session.
Good night.
Good night. And welcome again to you, Fashion Greatness. Keep well and keep safe, everyone. Okay, God bless you all. Bye.